You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And it is Friday. We want to thank you for joining us here on the Refresh Radio program. Thanks for tuning in to WMIE, today's Modern Worship. I do want to let you know that beginning on Monday will be the spring offering here at WMIE. This is a faith-based ministry. It is not, you know, filled with a whole bunch of elaborate overhead or anything like that. You know, they do a great job keeping things up to speed and all that, but they do have some expenses that arise, and twice a year they spend some time trying to raise a few thousand dollars so that, you know, they can take care of the facilities the way that they need to be taken care of. And so if the Lord lays it upon your heart, I'll just go ahead and give you the phone number now, 321-632-1000. If the Lord lays it upon your heart to join with WMIE and their spring offering fundraiser over the next 2 weeks. So just to let you know that is coming up. Would like to take this moment to invite you out to Merritt Assembly of God. We're a smaller congregation. We're not non-denominational. We actually have an authority structure. We have people that we're accountable to, and we always have room for more. Our mission statement is to be a blessing, to be a blessing to God, to be a blessing to our family, to be a blessing to the church, and to be a blessing to our community. We want to be a blessing spiritually and relationally. However we can be a blessing, that's what we want to accomplish. And if you would like to come and be a part of what God is doing, I would be thrilled to meet you. I want to say thank you. There's a lady, and I'm sorry, I don't remember her name. I do remember her. But a couple of years ago, we did a redemptive compassion about speaking the truth in love. We did a workshop. It went about 16 or 17 weeks, and she listens to the radio program, and she came and was a part of that. She missed out on the very end of it because I believe a granddaughter was in a world competition, and she got to travel. But anyway, a few weeks ago, we were buying some supplies. We were doing an outreach, and I was coming out of the grocery store because I was the one that was paying for it, and she saw me. She recognized me before I recognized her, and she came over and was very thankful for the workshop that we had done, that it was a great blessing to her. And that was a great blessing to me that she came, because when you pastor a smaller church, sometimes you need to be encouraged as well. And so if you're listening today, thanks for the word of encouragement, and we want to continue to be a blessing to as many people in Brevard County as we can be. And one of those ways is through the Refresh Radio program. It's not a free ministry. We do purchase the airtime That doesn't necessarily cover all of the computers and soundboards and towers, transmitting towers and all of that sort of stuff. So for those of you who do help with the Refresh Radio program, we count it all joy. We consider it a blessing. And we want to thank all of you who are listening. So, by the way, I don't know if I said it, but it is Friday. And I am very thankful whenever Friday gets here. So Luke chapter 15, verse number 25. Now his older son was in the field, and he came and drew near to the house. He heard music and dancing, so he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said to him, "Your brother has come, and because he has received him safe and sound, your father has killed the fatted calf." But he was angry and would not go in. Therefore his father came out and pleaded with him. So he answered and said to his father, "Lo, these many years I have been serving you. I never transgressed your commandment at any time, and yet you never gave me a young goat that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this son of yours came, who has devoured your livelihood with harlots, you killed the fatted calf for him." And he said to him, "Son, you are always with me, and all that I have is yours. It was right that we should make merry and be glad, for your brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found." The son had been in the field. We talked about him yesterday. He was the one who stayed at home. He was the one who continued in the father's business. He was the one who continued to serve faithfully. And when he drew near the house, it says that he heard music and dancing. And the word dancing means that's what they were doing. They were dancing. The word music is the word from which we get our word symphony. In other words, it wasn't a cacophony, which is a bunch of conflicting sounds that are not working together but are competing against one another. It was a symphony where everything was working together. Everything was flowing. There was a unity of celebration inside the father's house. And the noise that was going on inside of the house made its way to the ears of the older son outside of the house. Now, why there wasn't a dispatch that was sent to the older son to say, we're having a big get together. I don't know how large this property was. I know that if you're having to kill the fatted calf and then prepare the calf and then, you know, cook and all that, it was going to take a while. And I know they didn't have cell phones and they didn't have cars and all of that, but for whatever reason, the party started while the older son was faithfully serving. He heard music and dancing. Heaven is going to be a place of rejoicing and celebrating collectively. Hell, on the other hand, is going to be a place of misery and isolation. Now, the way that I operate may not be the way that you operate. If I hear a party going on, I'm going to go in and find out what the party's about, especially since that's where I live. You know, if there's a celebration going on at my house, I want to be a part of it. I mean, that's just the way it is. For some reason, though, the older son doesn't go in to investigate himself, but instead he asks a servant, "What's going on?" So there's already something that is brewing underneath the surface with this older son, and he's not going in until he finds out what the reason for the celebration is. Did you know that you can trust God? You can trust God when you're young, and you had better trust God when you're old. If no one has told you, birthdays tend to compile upon one another, and one day you look up and now your kids are older than you were when you started your ministry, and now they're out there doing ministry. And that's a wonderful thing. But I can tell you, if you blink a couple of times, you wake up and you find that, man, time really does fly. And so celebrate the goodness of God. You can trust him. You're going to trust him with your forever. You can trust him with your sin, and you can also trust him that there's a good reason to celebrate. Again, this celebration didn't start with a servant. It started with the father. The father's the one that mandated it because the younger son had returned home. So the older son here, he asks for an explanation. The reason I talk about trusting God is because we need to be able to trust God before we have the explanation. And unfortunately for the older son, he's looking at it and saying, I don't understand. And the reason that I tell you that this is the relationship in Luke chapter 15 that I really have to guard against is because there's a lot of external success that I see that many times I don't understand. But I can tell you this. I might not understand everything, but I can most assuredly tell you that God has been better to me than I could have ever been to myself. And I believe you would find the same is true for you. And if it's not true in the here and now, it will most certainly be true in the then and there. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. And so when the older son asked the servant for an explanation of why there was all of this celebrating going on, the answer is in verse number 27, and he says, not the father's youngest son, doesn't call him by name, instead says this, your brother has come. Now, if you look at brothers in the Bible, you're going to find that there's a lot of rivalries. And the older brother, when he compared himself with his younger brother, he considered himself to be the superior of the two. He had stayed, the younger brother left. He continued to serve while the younger brother partied. He was maintaining the family business while the younger brother was wasting the resources that truly belonged to the father. And anytime we get into that comparison mode, our flesh has a tendency to want to creep in and manipulate perception to where we come out looking better than the person we're comparing ourselves to, or we end up thinking of ourselves more highly than we ought. So there were times when I thought, you know, where other pastors were not going to be successful in dealing with certain situations, I thought, I love God, I love people, I love the Word of God, we're going to be successful here, and found out that the problem wasn't necessarily with the pastors that were dealing with that situation, but God has given everyone a free will, and it was going to take the power of the Holy Spirit. And so my perception of being a here's the reality of me on the radio. I'm not a super pastor. I'm a pastor. I have my ups and my downs and all that sort of stuff, but I'm not here trying to lecture you. I mean, I pastor probably one of the smallest congregations in Central Florida. Not because that's my strategy. that's not it at all. But I tell you what I am. I'm a guy who answered the call, and when I wanted to say no, the Holy Spirit told me to say yes, and I've been faithfully serving at Merit Assembly of God for 33 years. But I will also tell you this, we get to celebrate. We get to celebrate victories. We get to celebrate transformations and healings and answers to prayer. And so the explanation that comes as to why there's a party going on is not that the younger son has come, but instead it's your brother. Your brother. At that point in time, the identification is based in the relationship. And sibling relationships tend to be the longest lasting relationship across the spectrum of society that exists, because your parents are generally older and your siblings are normally about the same age that you are, and you expect to experience that relationship much longer. It doesn't always work out that way, but it does. So I can tell you this, that when we were growing up, my parents instilled into us the value of the sibling relationship. It was something to be cherished. It was something to be protected. And I can tell you this, that I rejoice in the grace of God that has worked powerfully in the lives of my siblings and in the lives of their children. I am not in competition with them. I'm not in competition with other churches here in Brevard County. We're not competing with ones. I know that sounds strange because so many churches are territorial, but the reality is we're not trying to populate Merit Assembly of God from people from other churches. What we're trying to do is to reach as many people who do not know Jesus as we possibly can. To some extent, there is a success element that depends on having laborers. And so we had prayed for laborers for a long time, and we have been blessed with my daughter and her family who've come and are doing a wonderful job serving alongside of us. But it's to continue the celebration. Okay? Celebrations, the reason to celebrate is because of reconciled relationships to the Father, and specifically the Heavenly Father. So the servant says, your brother has come, and because he has received him safe and sound, your father has killed the fatted calf. Now, I want to take you over to the Gospel of Matthew, and the 10th chapter. Matthew chapter 10, verse number 40 and 41. The servant's answer was, "Your brother has come, and your father has received him." Listen to what it says in Matthew 10:40. "He who receives you receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me. He who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward, and he who receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward." I did a message years ago, and it says, "Ask and you shall receive." It means to keep on asking and you will keep on receiving. And we in Christian circles, we tend to focus a lot of times on the asking and keep on asking. And prayer is an essential element. We need to continue praying. But when I was going through that Bible study, God spoke to my heart and said, "Don't forget that the receiving is supposed to be a perpetual receiving. The asking is essential, but so is the receiving part." And so the servant comes out and said, "Your younger brother has come, and your father has received him." Jesus in Matthew 10 says, "If you receive me, you also receive him who sent me." He said, "If you receive me, you receive the Father." He said, "If you receive a prophet, a person who is calling people back into relationship with God, a person who has a message that is, 'Thus saith the Lord,' and it aligns with the Word of God, if you receive a prophet in the name of a prophet, you shall receive a prophet's reward. A prophet's reward is, 'Well done, thou good and faithful servant.' It is, you have been given a message, you have dispatched the message, well done." It says, "And he who receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward." And so the lesson is how we receive other people sets us up to either receive the Father's presence, to receive Jesus as Lord, and to receive the rewards that come from living the way we're supposed to and responding to the Word of God the way that we're supposed to. In relationship to Luke chapter 15, it means that we don't look at that as the wayward or prodigal, the wasteful son. We simply look at him as the younger son or our brother. If you've ever had a relationship with someone and they didn't want to have Jesus at the center of their life or to be the Lord of their life, you would recognize how woeful, lamentable that condition can be. And when they come back to Jesus, it is truly a cause of celebration. I've experienced it generationally, both ways. To to have people who didn't want to hear about God, didn't want to have anything to do with you, and then they come back, you better be ready to throw out the welcome mat. You'd better be ready to be moved with compassion to where you can run. You'd better be ready to throw out a hug and a word of encouragement. You got to be ready to receive the transformed lives the way that God receives them, because there is a reward. There is a reward. And so what the servant is saying is the Father received him as a son. He has received him as your brother. There's still a seat at the table. So if you're listening and you've got unsaved loved ones, I want to encourage you to pray and keep on praying, but I also want you to thank God and celebrate. You don't have to wait until it is done before you can start giving God the thanks for the fact that, first of all, redemption is even possible, and second, he loves them more than you do. The Holy Spirit is in passionate pursuit of the lost. The question for us is, are we going to stand outside in a huff, or are we going to go on to the celebration and join the party that's going on? Can we close out today by praying for those who made some bad life choices? Father, I just want to thank you that there is no pit so deep, no destination so far that you cannot reach where the wayward have gone. But God, I also pray for us, not only that we will be sending people to share the message, but Lord, we do so with expectation that they are going to receive you as Savior and Lord. May we be prepared to celebrate their homecoming just as if nothing had ever happened. God, I pray that we would experience what it means to have the joy of the Holy Spirit working in us to where we can celebrate the lost being found and the dead being made alive again. God, we give you the glory. You are the source of our joy, and we celebrate what you are doing. God bless you. You have a fantastic weekend. We'll see you back here Monday on the Refresh radio program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.